For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. State Assembly Democrats on Wednesday attempted to force a vote to extend Medicaid coverage for postpartum mothers. Wisconsin and Arkansas are the only states that have not extended postpartum Medicaid coverage from just 60 days to a full year. State Senator Sarah Kieski, a co-author of the bill, was on WRCO's morning show with Phil Nee in February to discuss the bill.
What we know is postpartum care, the needs aren't only in the first 60 days for the mom. And we need healthy moms so that we have healthy kids. So if they have a medical issue, if they have a mental health issue, those need to be treated well so that we have them functioning well, both for themselves, for their newborn and any other children, or maybe their workplace. There are many things that happen postpartum that have an impact, and some of them are just not going to show up in the first 60 days. So having access to this is really, really important.
The state Senate passed the bipartisan bill on a 32-1 vote in April, at which time Kieski said there was one obstacle.
One of the big issues is there is the leader of the assembly, his name is Robin Voss, the representative, that has said it is unlikely that this bill will be seen on that floor, which means there's no way it could be passed because he won't let it be seen.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss was opposed to the bill.
My position's been fairly clear from the very beginning. I've never supported an expansion of welfare. I can't imagine that I would ever support one.
On what was likely the final session day this year, Minority Leader Greta Neubauer accused Voss and Majority Leader Tyler August of violating assembly rules to derail Democrats' efforts to bring the bill to a vote. Similar legislation has previously passed in the Senate without ever coming to a vote in the assembly. A vehicle crash occurred after a man shot himself with a crossbow. Monday morning around 6:10, the Grant County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call about a one-vehicle crash at 6742 Highway 3581 just west of Lancaster. The caller reported a vehicle had left the highway and was in their tree line about a quarter mile off the road near their house. While emergency responders were en route, the caller also reported the individual had been driving himself to the hospital when he passed out after having been struck in the ankle with an arrow. When deputies arrived on scene, they learned Gary Corbett, 73, of Dickeyville, had been preparing to hunt on property near the end of Millstream Lane, just outside of Cassville. While Corbett was getting ready to go hunting, the crossbow he was using discharged and the bolt with the broadhead struck him on the inside of his right ankle. Corbett began driving himself to Grant Regional Health Center, but as he neared the address of 6742 Highway 3581, he passed out and his vehicle left the roadway to the north, crossed several hundred yards afield, went between some trees, and eventually came to rest after entering a tree line and striking a tree. When the homeowner heard the crash and looked outside, they saw the flashing lights on the truck and went outside to see what happened. When they found Corbett injured, they called 911. Gary Corbett was transported by EMS to Grant Regional Health Center for treatment of his injuries and later transferred to a larger medical facility for advanced care. The Grant County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by Lancaster EMS and Lancaster Fire Department. The incident was also referred to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources due to the hunting-related incident. Charges have been filed against a former Sauk County deputy accused of taking a picture of an inmate. David Galvin was fired from the department over the summer. Galvin reportedly took the picture of a female inmate exposed from the waist up while she was in jail through video surveillance cameras last year. He then is accused of sharing the photo with another deputy who reported Galvin. Galvin is charged with capturing and distributing an inmate representation without consent and misconduct while on duty. The Columbia County Sheriff's Office conducted the investigation. It's that time of year again. The Vernon County Clerk of Circuit Court delivered a large number of juror qualification questionnaires that have not been completed as required for potential jury service in 2026 to Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson. The clerk of court has already sent two letters. The sheriff's department is now working diligently to assist the clerk of court by making calls and or attempting to deliver the notice to residents. Officials understand how busy life has become, but these questionnaires are not optional. The Vernon County Sheriff's Department will continue to give the benefit of the doubt and work to help and remind you to complete and submit the required paperwork. On December 15th, the names of those who have not completed the required paperwork will be posted and released to the community. If you have your letter, the easiest way to complete the form is online. Upon successful completion, you will receive a confirmation number. If you have any questions, call 608-638-5710 or email records at vernoncountywi.gov. If you need to reach the clerk of court, call 608-637-5340 and ask for the jury clerk. The University of Wisconsin Center for Tobacco Research and Intervention is alerting parents of not just the dangers of their teen smoking, but also to the new tobacco products their kids might be using. Examples of these products include vapes designed to look like smartphones, vapes that look like purses, and vape products that double as iPhone cases. Companies tend to make their products affordable for youth and with flavors that appeal to children. Regardless of intention, the result is a product that could cause addiction. For example, one brand, Humo Case, has created iPhone cases with vape flavors like Blue Raz Ice, Watermelon Ice, Triple Berry, and Miami Mint. Each case offers 30,000 puffs and retails for $24.99. If your teen smokes, chews, or vapes these or other tobacco products, there's help. For help with addressing addiction to any tobacco product, visit the Wisconsin Tobacco Quit Line at wiquitline.org. For help addressing vaping addiction, visit livevapefree.com. The coaching is free, non-judgmental, and available 24/7. Governor Tony Evers has ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half-staff on Friday in recognition of the fourth anniversary of the 2021 Waukesha Christmas Parade tragedy and to honor the six individuals who were senselessly and tragically killed in the attack. Tamara Duran, 52, Wilhelm Hospel, 81, Jane Coolidge, 52, Leanna Owens, 71, Virginia Sorensen, 79, and Jackson Sparks, age 8. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
An NFC North showdown awaits the Packers this Sunday. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports. When the Packers take on the Vikings Sunday, it'll be the first of five divisional matchups for Green Bay the rest of the season. Quarterback Jordan Love on the importance of these late-season games.
Definitely. I think you look at the teams in our division, everybody's in it. You know, everybody's kind of got similar records, and obviously, like you said, we'll be playing everybody here at the back half, so definitely some games we're going to have to go out there and win. But like you said, you know, the NFC North is wide open. And we got to take advantage of these games, go out there and go win it. It's an interesting schedule.
It was the opening week of the season the last time the Packers played an NFC North opponent. They'll play five in seven games the rest of the season. Jordan Love on the quirky schedule.
Definitely, yeah. It's been a weird schedule for us. You know, playing obviously week one division game, and now I don't even know what week it is. 12, yeah. And it's been a long time. So it's felt weird, and obviously we'll have a couple back to back right now. So I'm definitely a stretch that we'll have to take advantage of.
Kickoff is at noon on Sunday at Lambeau Field. Also, the Packers game against the Bears on December 7 was flexed from noon to 3:25 in the afternoon. The Bucks lost in overtime to the 76ers last night, 123-114. Coach Doc Rivers said that they have to play better even without Giannis.
When the ball stuck, we didn't score. When a play broke down and we moved it and kept moving it, we got whatever we wanted all night. And I couldn't, you implore them. We worked on that for 2 days because you anticipate things breaking down, and not having Giannis.
Milwaukee plays Red Hot Detroit tomorrow night at 7 p.m. College sports, Wisconsin football gets Illinois tomorrow night with a 6 p.m. kickoff. Meanwhile, men's hoops is at BYU this evening to take on the 9th-ranked Cougars. Today is the final day of the state high school football championships with divisions 3-1 in action. Winning titles yesterday were Kenosha St. Joseph, Darlington, Mayville, and Winneconne. The games are at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. You can find more information on the matchups at WIAAWI.org. I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
We have some really nice weather on the way as we head into the weekend today. Sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low dropping into the low to mid 20s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and even warmer with a high in the upper 40s to low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.